Yeah, dude.
Sorry, hold on. I was working on something real quick. So just
God, what are you doing?
Why don't you stall for time? Why don't you do your job and stall for time?
It's not,
huh?
It's not the time for me to stall for time.
You sack up, Nancy, and just stall for time so we can get this done. Okay?
So you didn't do any show prep. So you need me to talk about something so you can scurry and scramble and find something to talk about.
No show prep, none. So I'm struggling at this point. Anyway, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Yeah, dude, Brock Hunter. It is 7:05. Why don't we get to it? Because Hunter's obviously not going to give me anything here.
Yeah,
and
it's
my
fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. I'm blaming you, all right? If the boss is listening, it's Hunter's fault. Let's do your morning dump. There we go. We can get that done.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You know you want to pump it. You got to pump it. Just pump it. Pump That Septic. Well, if you can't stand on your leg for 10 seconds, you might die within 10 years. Hey, coming in hot. Here's a safe, simple health test for older adults. Try to stand on one leg for 10 seconds. If you can't do it, no worries. You might die within a decade. That's it. You're dead.
What is this study? It's a stupid study.
Well, let me tell you here. Researchers in Brazil just published the results of a study that found the adults between age of 51 and 75 who can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds without any additional support are twice as likely to die within 10 years.
What?
Now, there's no direct connection between balance and one particular disease, although generally those who failed were in poorer health. Many were obese, had heart disease, high blood pressure, so that might have contributed to the higher
death rate.
Dude,
have you ever had to do a sobriety test?
No, actually, I never have, because I'm not a piece of trash, Hunter.
I got pulled over one time and had to go through the full thing, right?
Yeah.
Sober. You know, I was just waiting for the breathalyzer. Like, come on, just bring it on. Here we go. I had to do the full thing. Dude, standing on one leg, even stone cold sober, I was still like, whoa, hang on. Let me try it again.
Yeah.
And dude, walking heel to toe, stone cold sober. It's not easy. I don't think it is. Maybe I just don't have good balance.
That whole time you were talking, I was standing on one leg. I am rock solid, buddy.
Stood on one leg that whole time.
I am the picture perfect male specimen right here. Perfect.
Are you mad?
Perfect. Right there.
Well, it's easy to stand on one stumpy leg. If I had stumpy legs like you, too.
Oh, because you're taller, the breeze blows you easier?
Yeah, it's simple science.
No, it's easy for you because your legs stick right into the ground, your little beanpole legs. That's what it is.
Hey, you know what? Hey, that's
Yeah, what you got? What you got, buddy boy, huh? I'm going to take this stubby leg. I'm going to shove it right up. Anyway.
If you can reach.
You son of a bitch. I can't even be mad about that. So maybe give yourself a little health test and see if you can stand on one leg. If you can, you're all right. You're all right. Okay. If not,
give me the breathalyzer and get me out of here. I can't do any of this stuff. I can't even follow the flashlight.
Say the ABCs backwards. Man, I can't do that sober when I knew the ABCs. So, yeah.
Interesting, though.
Again, if you can't, you're dead. You're dead. Now, this was part of the prep I needed that I forgot to do. So just give me 1 second. And then we'll get to this story. So just 1 second. Ed. Hold on. Where's it at? Bed. Here we go. That's what I needed right there. Okay. All right. Don't worry about it. It's for the story. Okay. It's for the story.
What?
Sorry to break it to you, but moaning is no indication of how satisfied a woman is. Wait, I got to do it now. I got to do it. All right.
That is really creaking, dude.
It works perfectly for the story. So again, fellas, sorry to break it to you, but moaning is no indication of how satisfied a woman is.
It is kind of...
All right. So good.
Hi-ya. It is kind of a weird thing, you know, like...
Hi-ya. Scientists at the University.
Back there?
Yeah, what are you okay? I feel like you're in pain. Scientists at the University of Ottawa in Canada set out to measure the female orgasm for the first time and found that any sounds she makes are totally voluntary and not a sign of whether it was totally amazing or
I
felt flat.
That job. I want that. Well, we're studying female organs.
It's for research.
It's for research.
Yeah, it's for research. The researchers came away with a new definition for what a woman experiences, calling it pleasurable satisfaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, question for you. Does your wife make a lot of hooting and hollering there?
Hi.
Nope. She stares me dead in the eyes. just with a sad look on her face. This is sad.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
It's a song that's playing for
I've
sure.
I've come to talk to you again. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I am some Don Juan, some sexual dynamo. I've had a few decent moans in my day from the ladies. Mm-hmm. That's it. I think it's all right. Every once in a while, I'll get kiki
you
to...
Your mom definitely doesn't fake it, that's
you
for sure.
You mother, I swear to God, you son of a...
Yeah, take it.
Yeah, take it like your mom takes it. Yeah, how about that? I will also say, though, ladies, and look, we appreciate when you get real hoorah-rah and you really, but there also is a point where I'm like, all right, you're overdoing it a little bit, okay? Like, I know it's not that good.
Some acting going on here.
All right, you're overacting just a bit, all right? If you're trying to shatter the neighbor's windows, I don't need that, okay? I appreciate it, but, you know.
No Grammy winner over here.
Right? Why don't you just tone it down a little bit? I know what I'm bringing to the table, and we'll just go with it.
And it's not much.
It's enough. It's okay. It's worth a few oohs and ahs, like the start of the fireworks, but it's not the finale. It's not
just
the finale.
Just a little peep makes me happy.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Yeah, did something.
And of course, I can't end this. I can't end this break without embarrassing Kiki a little bit. So I'm gonna go to my soundboard.
Jesus.
Wait, I got one more.
Oh, Brock.
That's usually what I get right there. That's usually what I get, and then we're done.
What was she, like, cutting a commercial or something? What kind of a commercial was she cutting?
If you don't know, lovely Kiki was helping out with a commercial not terribly long ago, and this is what she did. I did some editing. And then this is for another one.
Oh, Brock.
And, so I said, I'm keeping those. That is going to be used. Actually, whenever we do it at home, I just bring out a tape player and I put those on.
You got a yak back with you?
Yeah, I got my talk boy. I got my talk boy out. Oh yeah, I'm giving it to you, aren't I? Oh yeah.
Hold on.
That's I gotta rewind the tape. I gotta rewind the tape. All right, now here we go. Oh yeah, here it comes. Anyway, so there you go. Doing a little moaning. Lastly, I love this. All right. A new Netflix show called Snowflake Mountain has put spoiled Gen Zers into the wilderness, all right?
Oh, boy.
To be clear, Netflix defines the term snowflake as someone who is, quote, overly emotional, easily offended, and dramatic. I don't know, this day and age, that kind of sounds like people 55 to 75, yeah. You know?
Most of us in general.
Yeah. The show takes 10-20-something-year-olds who refuse to grow up and get a job and just live off their parents and sends them into the wilderness to compete for $50,000 while learning survival skills. But here's the catch.
What's in
the
show of them Indian style playing on their phones?
Yeah.
Come on.
Man, this sucks. Can we go inside? The catch is the contestants didn't sign up for the competition. They thought they were going to a luxury resort for a party. They were tricked by their parents in hopes of pushing them to grow up.
Jeez, dude.
Wait, hey, this isn't Bonnaroo. This sucks.
This sucks, man. Hey, if you're a Gen Zer out there and you're listening, like, doesn't it piss you off that everybody looks at you and you're like, you are a lazy. It's you're naturally lazy. You suck.
What, though? Here's the thing.
You're not motivated. You live with your parents. You don't want a job. You haven't even tried to get a job. Like, doesn't it bother you as a Gen Zer? Maybe we should step it up here a little bit.
Gen Zers need to shut up and take it, because you know who's really taking it on the chin? Us millennials. For some reason, millennials, so a millennial is like 1980 to 1995, I believe. All right, that's our generation. And for some reason, millennials have just been raked over the coals by the boomers and the Gen Xers and all those sons of bitches.
Boomers spent all the money, huh?
Yeah. And now they're blaming us for it, all right?
Yeah, whatever happened to the white fence, the dog, the family, the big house, mansion?
Yeah, boomers ruined it, all right? Those sons of bitches.
They sucked it all up.
They let their parents, the greatest generation, do all the work, and now they're blaming us for the way of the world. It's like, no. All right.
Yeah, that's a thing in the past. Yeah, now you're renting an upper apartment for $1,800 a month.
Yeah. I got a cardboard box at a studio apartment in San Francisco for $3,000. But it's my fault because I ate avocado toast and I enjoy a latte every once in a while. Okay? Sons of bitches. Anyway. But no, I do like this. And what is nice about getting older is that you can rag on the next generation. So I'm going to give it to Gen Zers. I'm gonna let them have it. It's lazy.
Like seniors. It's like the seniors picking on the freshmen.
Yeah, know? Exactly. Just let us have it, okay? We're finally at a point now where the Gen Zers can be picked on and some of the heat is off the millennials.
You're gonna suck.
Yeah. Suck it, Gen Zers.
Step it up a little bit so I don't have to do anything.
Why don't you get off your iPhones and your Starbucks highs, okay? Yeah. You and your TikToks and your Facebooks. All right, anyway. So what do we got? We got standing on our one leg.
Today.
A lot of bitching. If you can't stand on one leg, you're dead. Don't overdo it with the moans, ladies. And Gen Zers, you guys suck. All right.
Yeah, you guys suck.
All right, that's your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock